Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, our number two, live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1, they're doing a lot of construction not far from us. There's cranes everywhere, they're digging up stuff. So about every 10 minutes, my set bounces, and I told Joy yesterday, I said, are we having mini earthquakes? And she went to her, like, her little phone, there's these earthquake sites, and she's like, no, we're not having it.
I thought we were having one the other day. The whole set was moving.
Yeah,
set is also on wheels.
Yeah, our set's
on
wheels.
So sometimes it will happen, and I'll look over, and you'll be, like, tapping your foot or something.
Yeah.
So it moves the set.
Yeah, yeah.
My whole life is construction.
I drive this set home twice a week. It's on wheels.
There's a building being constructed right next to my place. So my entire life is just construction
moving.
All day.
So when you can see something, it's obvious it's true. Although increasingly in America, you can see things. You know, January 6th seemed to be a problem in the Capitol. Some people deny it. But most of rational people, 90% of rational Americans, you see something and you're like, that's better than that. Like, for instance, Matt Stafford of the Rams, a better quarterback than Daniel Jones of the Giants. But when you can't see something, it's very hard for people to say, well, I don't know. The Rams are way better run than the New York Giants. But you can't see the scouting, the planning, the coaching meetings, the owner's thoughts, the general manager's decision-making. You can't see it. You just see the results, and then you can guess, one's better than the other. But I'll give you an example. Apple is worth $3 trillion. 10 times what Samsung is worth. A lot of people like the Samsung phone better than the iPhone. But Apple's a better company, better operationally. They do a lot of stuff behind the scenes that is a million times better than a lot of their competitors. They're better operationally. Not everybody likes their phone better than Samsung's phone. The Rams, there's a story out today. The Rams are in on both Stephon Gilmore and Honey Badger, all pros in the secondary. Now, the Rams already pay top of the market for a quarterback, a defensive tackle, a corner, a pass rusher. Cooper Kupp's redoing his deal, so he'll be near top of the market. They also went out and paid for Allen Robinson and Bobby Wagner, not top of the market, but $10 million for a middle linebacker. All very key positions. They know what they're doing. They pay the right positions. The Chicago Bears couldn't afford to keep Allen Robinson, and they don't pay their quarterback. And they don't pay two receivers that. And they don't pay a corner that. The Rams are playing a different level upstairs. You just can't see it. They're just better upstairs. Well, their owner's richer. Folks, it's a hard cap. Okay, it's a hard. Even the Raiders, who have the poorest owner, just gave Derek Carr $1 zillion and Devontae Adams $1 zillion and Chandler Jones $1 zillion. That's the poorest franchise in the league. The Raiders have the poorest owner. The Jags, you know, nobody goes to their games. They spent $250 million, a lot of it guaranteed, in free agency. You just don't see the front offices. Think about the New York Giants. Since Sean McVay has been with the Rams, he's never had a first-round pick. Zero. In fewer years, five, the Giants have had seven and three top 10 picks. They have zero elite players. Rams have never had a first-round pick. They got great players all over the place. 14 of the 22 Rams starters have been drafted and developed. That's what I say about the Seahawks. The Seahawks don't have first-round picks as very much now they do after the trade, but they just can't draft. They've had six lousy drafts in a row. In that time, if you look at the last several years, the Seahawks on a bad roster, I think in the last four drafts, have three starters. The Rams on a Super Bowl roster in the last three or four drafts have eight starters. So, you know, you can't see Apple being worth 10 times more than Samsung. They are really good operationally. You just can't see it. You just see the phone. Well, a lot of people like the Samsung phone more. Is that you can go to your Reddit board and your board and talk about Stan Kroenke's richer and meh, meh. The Rams are better run than your franchise. Sorry, they are. The Giants, by the way, I saw this stat the other day. They have the most expensive wide receiver room in 2022. The Giants will. They have the fewest touchdowns by a wide receiver room in 2021. Ain't just the quarterback. It's not just the stuff you can see. Yeah, Stafford's better. We know that. But there is a big, big gap. The fact the Bears can't afford Allen Robinson and the Rams not only could afford him, they're going to add two more pieces potentially. Stephon Gilmore, they already added Bobby Wagner. Last year they won a Super Bowl paying two quarterbacks. Goff and Detroit salary and Stafford. Bears don't pay one. But by make excuses for your lousy executives. But it's just, we say this all the time. You can see there's like 12 really good quarterbacks in the league, 12, 13. That's there may be eight great front offices. Maybe there's 12. But let me tell you something. There's some bad, bad owners, terrible GMs, lousy scouting services. I mean, the Giants have had seven first-round picks in the last 5 years, three top 10. Got no players. I got no players. Hold on. Just threw something away I wanted. Antoine Walker, my guy, joining us live. 12 years in the NBA, an all-star multiple times. So, listen, in the history of the league, if I have the best big score, Kevin Durant, and the best small score, Kyrie Irving, usually you can win a title. I don't love their bench. I don't know if their coach is a good coach. I don't know what their chemistry is like. What do you make of Brooklyn? What do you make? Like last night, Kyrie was the best player on the planet in the first 20 minutes, and Kevin Durant was the best player late. What do you make of Brooklyn?
I think, Dick, I told you, I feel like the next two, three years, when they get a Ben Simmons, they will be my favorite to come out the East and have a chance to win multiple NBA titles. Can they get that done this year with just them two guys? I don't think it can happen. The road's going to be too tough. They're not good enough defensively. I don't necessarily know if they got the right coach that's going to be able to get them over the hump. And then there are others. You know, when you went been the championship team, your others have to be really good. I think they got a good role player in Bruce Brown. I think is who fits in really well with them. But is Drummond and Claxton going to do what they did last night? They were terrific. They got 29 points from their centers. So are they going to get that on a consistent basis? Curry did not show up last night. I don't think he had a field goal last night. So their supporting cast is going to be huge for them. I don't think they can get it done this year. They're just not good enough defensively for me.
All right. So I thought the Clippers were going to win last night. Tip of the cap to Minnesota. I don't think they're going to win a series, but I think they're fun. I'm happy for their fans. Ant's a great player. You played with Ty Lue. I think he's a really good coach. I think the team's interesting. I'm fascinated with this, though. Steve Ballmer's the richest owner in the league. He loves basketball, Antoine. He's totally into it. He's not going to sit around and be an eight seed. And when they get knocked out of the playoffs for the Suns, I wonder if he moves off Paul George, Kawhi. I wonder what he does. What is your guess on what he does? Because he is not a guy that's going to sit around and wait for guys to get healthy year after year.
I think you have to. I think he's going to bring it back one more time. I think the trade they had during the season, bringing in Norman Powell and Rob Covington, they will obviously have to. Rob Covington, I think, will be a free agent in the summer. So hopefully they're able to sign him back. But I think they want to run it back. I think that trade was giving them some more stability, adding to their bench by bringing those guys in. And they'll be ready and poised for a championship run. You have to see this through and get Paul George and Kawhi at least 1 year together and see if they can get it done.
Yeah. So your finals prediction. Now, I like old teams because older players have been in that weight room longer. They're more physical. The refs swallow the whistle in the playoffs. They swallow it. And so the big, you know, the old guys on the good teams kind of muscle their way. But your finals prediction, you like one of the upstart teams. So tell everybody your final prediction.
Well, in the East, I like the Bucks to come out again. And in the West, I like Memphis. I just think it's remarkable what they were able to do this year. One, without Ja Morant in the lineup, when you think about they go 20-2 or 21-2 without him in the lineup. And I just think they got a certain swagger, a certain energy level, a certain toughness about them that other teams don't have. They're not scared to play anybody. If you watch this team closely, they just grew on me as the season went along. And I think Ja Morant is must-see TV. I think he's terrific. I think having that time off, he got rest. Even though I know he was injured, but he got rest. He looked great in those two games. He came back, looked fresh, and back to normal. So I like where they're at right now. I think Dylan Brooks coming back gave them another guy of toughness, another guy that can score the basketball. I think they got all the ingredients to win.
So I said with the Lakers mess is that I could not bring it back for another year because Westbrook's gotten toxic. I mean, the fans are all over him here. I think he lacks self-awareness. What he thinks he is and what he is are two different things, and stubborn and toxic. You know, you can have issues in a locker room. Some guys don't work as hard. Some guys, you know, they're just not as good. I can't do toxic. That just blows up a locker room, right? So, I mean, in the NBA, to get rid of Westbrook, you're going to have to take bad contracts, mostly. What would you do if you ran this Lakers mess? What would you do if you were the GM?
First, I start up top. I talk to LeBron James and see where he's at. You got to start with arguably the best player in the world. You got to talk to him first and where his mindset is at. I think LeBron, if he's about winning championships, then I want to make another go at it. And then secondly, we got to make a major decision. We got to sit down with Anthony Davis, and he's got to get in some type of I wouldn't say he's not workout regimen, but he has to take care of his body. It's a reason why he continues to gets hurt. And we know some guys, you know, injuries do happen. They're part of the game, but he has to make a sacrifice. Westbrook, and I'm a Westbrook guy. I know, Colin, you're not. But with Westbrook, he does not fit really well with LeBron and AD. They need shooters around them.
Yes.
And Westbrook does not provide that. So you have to make a move. And I don't know how much value Westbrook has out there. Obviously, he didn't have a great season this year, but you probably have to move on from Westbrook and try to bring in some type of shooting. Because that's when LeBron's at his best, where he can space the floor. You get him two, three guys that can make shots. then LeBron becomes that much better. But Anthony Davis has to take an accountability role, because we thought this team was championship contenders because we thought AD could be a top five big man in this league, and he didn't live up to that capability. But he has to play. Can't play 40 games and think you're going to win an NBA title.
By the way, I want to throw this at you. So, you know, I always hear this, and I get tired of it. Oh, the NBA in the old days, it was way better. And my takeaway is, listen, man, it's more international. There's more great shooters and ball handlers than I've ever seen in my life. Even good teams years ago would have two or three guys on the floor that couldn't shoot. I mean, you could always shoot, but the league's got nothing but skill and ball handlers and size and smart dudes. And I mean, it's just a lot of talent. But increasingly, great players are hurt, and they're hurt a lot. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's recency bias. I don't remember a time in the playoffs, hopefully most are there. But the injuries and the lack of stars in games is like alarming. We've normalized it. What do you make of all the, I mean, good God, the Clippers didn't have their two stars, LeBron and AD. What do you make of the injuries? Is the game changed? Is there rules that can be applied? Like, what do you make of it?
Well, let me ask kind of both questions, what you talked about. The league is in great shape. The league is more better than it was, obviously, back in the day. When you talk about the MVP race, when you think about, we don't talk about LeBron James was not enough for MVP, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Kawhi Leonard. We're not talking about four guys that's probably the face of the league. They're not up for MVP. So you know the league is in great, great place when you got so many other guys that we're considering for MVP. Now, the other part about it, and I heard you say this, and I kind of started thinking about this. I think it was a couple of days I heard you say this on the show. I think you shorten the season. I think you really, I thought about it, and I think if you shorten the season, you would get stars to play more. I think the 82-game season is starting to be a grind for them when you include preseason. And I think if you shorten the season, you could probably fix maybe this injury problem. I don't know the number of games that would be sufficient, you know, be sufficient enough. But I think if you shorten the season a little bit, maybe contractually, and you hate to do this, but contractually, unless you have an injury that requires a surgery or something like that, you may put some guaranteed money on top of it,
yeah,
to kind of force guys to play. That's maybe something that you can look at. But I think shorten the season, and I saw you had that topic a couple of days ago, and I thought about it. I'm saying that might be the solution.
Yeah, Antoine Walker. It's great seeing you, my man. I'm going to Chicago, by the way, tomorrow. I'm going to be in Chicago.
Bring some good weather, man. I'm going to Atlanta, though. So bring some good weather.
All right, Antoine Walker, three-time All-Star, NBA champ with the Heat. No, it's, you know, and I can hear fans thinking, well, why should we shorten the season? First of all these seasons are too long. My belief has been, in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and the early part of this century, owners were worth $500 million, $800 million. Maybe occasionally you'd get a billionaire. It's all changed. They're all billionaires. Almost all of them. Maybe not Mark Davis of the Raiders, but they're all billionaires. And you can see this by how often they fire coaches and trade players. It used to be, if you owed a player or a coach $40 million or whatever it was, you just stuck it out. That is a rounding error for billionaires. Jeff Bezos makes that a day. And he doesn't even own a team. We have many of our richest people in America don't even own teams. Okay, so when you get to that kind of money, which is really, and by the way, I don't begrudge anybody. I'm a capitalist all the way. But when you get to that kind of money, that combined with the money in pro sports in all leagues is now television driven, not ticket and popcorn, beer and program driven. The individual game does not mean as much for the owner. And ultimately, you have to get the sign off by the owners. They're paying all the bills, right? So, A, the owners, because of the global worth and technology, and they're richer than ever. I mean, if you go back just 10 years and look at net worths of owners 10 years ago and today, it's not close. 2 and 3 and 4 times, 5 times, 6 times as much. So between that and the TV contracts, which are paying you more now, the big money is not for getting a beer with your family. It's the TV stuff. So you don't need the game experience to grow your net worth or to make your payroll as much. Now, I'm not saying games don't matter. I'm not asking you to get rid of 80 baseball games. But 162 games is absurd. Shorten baseball to 120 games. The owners are all fine. Even the A's owner, Mariners owner, they're fine. So shorten the regular seasons. Extend playoffs. Urgency. Get your ratings these days. We're all distracted, caffeinated. We're all frenetic. The society's moving. Distracted fans don't watch. We all come in for the stuff that matters. A horse race. A fight. The Masters ratings were huge. The March Madness ratings were gigantic this year. It's not quality. College basketball, the quality's not good. The refereeing is terrible. The coaching's not great. The players are okay. We watch it. It's urgent. So what these leagues, what it's showing you, the quality doesn't have to be amazing. If you give fans urgency, they flock in because society has changed. We're all on our phones. We're all distracted. We're all caffeinated. We're all going a million miles an hour. And so create urgency. That's good. Also, these owners now in all these sports now have another bucket of revenue they never had. Gambling. The FanDuels of the world. So they didn't have that. So now they have, like, you know, owners have several buckets of revenue to be billionaires. They just got another one. Gambling in the last 5 years when the Supreme Court legalized it. Again, now we've got potentially Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. That's another, you know, that's another revenue bucket potentially. So, by the way, you think I'm crazy? The Lakers arena is called Crypto.com Arena. They were not, 20 years ago, that wasn't a revenue stream. Now they're buying arena rights. So you've got this just global massive wealth. Television revenue is not about games and seats. It's the only reason we don't shorten season is greed from owners. That is the only reason. It is absolute greed by owners.
Which is why I do not think that they're going to shorten.
Yeah, so you don't think it'll happen. My takeaway is you're probably right.
I agree with you that that is a very obvious solve. And we are in the television business, so we pay attention to what and how much people watch everything. And you're right. Like, urgency matters. Urgency not only matters for the games, it matters for what we talk about.
So I could argue it's...
So the coverage that you get is going to be better and more often if there is more urgency.
I will cover sports more if you give more urgency.
Yeah.
If you scale back games, the games mean more. Networks like this, we talk about your leagues more. One of the reasons I don't talk regular season baseball. You have 162 games.
It's why I disagreed with the NFL adding another team.
I didn't like that either. I didn't like it either. If baseball got rid of April baseball and it started May 15th and it ended September 10th, August is baseball playoff action. Well, there's no NFL games. There's no college football games. We'd have the Yankees, Dodgers, Cubs playing in baseball games. You'd have their playoff games.
Yeah, but you're not asking people to give up something that people usually like to part with, which is money.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. the ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
The USFL is coming Saturday and kicks off with a historic inaugural game as the New Jersey Generals take on the Birmingham Stallions in primetime on Fox and NBC.
By the way, excellent reporter Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. That's a mouthful for a newspaper. Milwaukee Journal. Just call it the MJS. I think that's what we're going to do on this show from this point forward, the MJS, Tom Silverstein. Aaron Rodgers, he says, is not expected to attend the Packers' voluntary offseason program.
Oh, okay. All right, that's great.
You know, Aaron has trust issues, right? Well, champ, you got to build that trust. So he won't be there. And here are the returning Packer wide receivers next year. Alan Lazard had 500 yards receiving. He's their four. He'll probably have to be their two. Randall Cobb played 12 games, 375 yards. He'll be 32. So Amari Rodgers will be their three. He'll be a slot guy. He had 45 yards because Aaron didn't trust him. Probably be great to work on that, but he won't be available, according to Tom Silverstein at the MJS. Nobody doubts Aaron's talent, but his messaging the last few years has been very clear. I have leverage. I do what I want. Deal with it. Tom was spotted 2 years ago in a high school field illegally practicing with new teammates. He was spotted at Jesuit High School in Tampa. I've been there, actually. Helicopter got footage as he was illegally on the field working out. Aaron, I think, was doing Jeopardy or maybe in Hawaii with friends. So, listen, they don't have an owner in Green Bay. It's a small market media. He can push him around. The coach is lucky to have him. They don't have any options. What are you going to do? But as Tom Brady is working the phones to get help at wide receiver, Aaron's basically saying, thanks for the next $150 million. I'll see you when I see you. So I don't think the messaging's great. But again, Green Bay fans, what do they have? Where are you going to go? Bucks down the road? I mean, this is what they have. And they don't have an owner. And it makes it this. I've said this. I call it the Green Bay quarterback syndrome. This is what Favre did. This is what Aaron's doing. You don't have an owner to get on the phone and hold you accountable. The fan base, you're the biggest star in the state by a mile. I mean, nothing against Matt Stafford. Is he the biggest star on his team? I think Sean McVay would be more recognized in L.A., the coach, than him. You know, what are you going to do? So, the messaging you know, if you, here, my takeaway is, though, if you allow somebody to walk over you in life, that's a you problem. And that's your problem. All you do is sit and defend him, so it's your fault. If Green Bay fans had the guts to call him out, but they're terrified he's going to leave. And the media's terrified he's going to leave because it's called the 80s with Lynn Dickey being a quarterback and the only game in town was awful. So, you know, everybody's trapped. But you can't tell me I got trust issues and then don't build any trust in the offseason. Well, okay. You won't throw to anybody except Devontae Adams. Well, build up trust. I'm out there doing game shows. All right, whatever. And by the way, there was a very funny video yesterday on the internet with Aaron. I thought it was a riot. He was playing with a bunch of kids, and he threw like an interception. And the kids were just howling in laughter, and they were taunting him. This kid ran up to him and gave him the ball. It was so funny. You could just hear the kids were just screaming, and because this kid picked off Aaron Rodgers, this high school kid. And Aaron took the ball and whizzed it at him. It was funny. It was genuinely funny. I'm not saying Aaron's a bad guy. I just think his messaging's terrible. It's just constantly, I got my money. I'll see you when I see you. I think if he played in L.A., it'd be different. I think if he had an owner, it'd be different. But it's Green Bay. What are you going to do? It's why all these college coaches in these small towns do what they want and say what they want and bully the media because they can. You think Bobby Knight would have done that in Los Angeles? No, he went to El Paso or wherever he went, you know, Lubbock, Texas. I don't even know if they have a Panera Bread. I mean, you can bully everybody. You know, Bloomington, Indiana. You make friends with one sports writer, you're good. So I think if Aaron played in a bigger market, if Aaron played in New York, talk radio 6 hours today, crushing him. Green Bay, you know, everybody walks on eggshells. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Last night was fun, and the Timberwolves certainly took their time to celebrate.
Boy, those fans were thirsty. That was a big night for them.
Well, Patrick Beverley was ecstatic.
Oh, okay. It's crazy, irritating. Crazy.
He is certainly an irritant.
He's
sometimes
nuts.
He is your irritant. Sometimes he is not your irritant.
Well, that foul by Reggie Jackson in the corner, that was a huge turning point.
It was big time foul problems yesterday on both sides. Well, he was excited to beat the Clippers and secure the Timberwolves spot in the postseason. LA traded him away last summer after four seasons with the team. And after the win, he explains how great it was to beat his former team.
Man, I wanted this so bad. I wanted this one so bad. This is just the icing on the cake, the cherry on top, play in to be able to beat them. Another goal scratched off.
What did you say to your old teammates at the end there when you were standing in front of the bench?
Take their ass home. Long fight to LA. Take y'all ass home. You know, it's deeper that for me. You understand? I gave my blood and sweat and tears to that organization to be able to come here, play them in a play-in, beat their ass. No other feeling, man. No other feeling.
By the way, you can't tell me I don't like the NBA guys don't play hard and then hate Patrick Beverley. Because that dude is playing 1978 basketball.
The people that dislike Patrick Beverley is because he's reckless and can injure people and does things like shove Chris Paul in the back whenever he's not looking.
Well, so did Bill Laimbeer and Dennis Rodman. They were tackling people. They were tackling Lakers.
Gave them some critiques, too.
Yeah, you say all these, I love the NBA in the 80s. Bill Laimbeer was tackling people. The Pistons were tackling people.
I think if Patrick Beverley's on your team, you love him. If he's not on your team, which is all the other teams in the NBA, you don't.
But, look at he and Morris are buddies there.
He played four seasons there. I'm sure his animosity isn't towards his former teammates. It's probably towards the front office. His teammates didn't have anything to do with him letting him go. But it was a scene last night afterwards. I mean, you would have thought that they won the championship.
Well,
but it was fun. I don't have a problem with you celebrating wins.
No, it's...
And they're a young team.
And listen,
they're emotional.
And Minnesota is like Minnesota's a strange market. They should be winning championships. It's a well-heeled market. They've got a lot of corporate money. They got a lot of money. They got loyal fans. And they just can never... They're always close and they're always interesting. The Vikings, the Twins.
Well run.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't been poorly run. And it's... I just think it's great. He's just getting people fired.
Well, I will say, though... for all our talk about how young they are, and there were some points in that game yesterday where you're like, what are you doing?
Oh, no, Karl-Anthony Towns.
Karl-Anthony Towns.
And he's not
out.
Even a kid. He's been in the league for
years.
Yeah,
you can't do that. But this series, between the Timberwolves and the Grizzlies is going to be
amazing. Epic. I think Memphis wins it. It'll be epic.
Yes. I mean, with so much energy, young talent everywhere, it's going to be a great matchup. I'm really looking forward to that. And that was a scene last night. So the Nets beat the Cavs in the other play-in game last night to secure the 7th seed in the East in a first-round matchup with the Celtics, which is what we were kind of all hoping for. And after the win, Bruce Brown gave Boston a little extra motivation, a little sprinkle, a little sauce.
Yeah.
Saying they didn't have a great presence in the paint.
Oh, boy.
With big man Robert Williams out.
It's true.
And KD was not happy about that.
What did Bruce Brown say? When he got up here, he said something I ain't like. Somebody just told me. We respect our opponents. It's like, we don't need to talk about, you know, what we going to do to them. Like, I just don't like that, you know. But that's just how Bruce is. You know, he comes in and he says that, you know, he keeps the same energy throughout the whole season. So, but, yeah, like, we don't need to say like that. Let's just go out there and hoop.
I love this from KD. Yeah. I love this from KD.
Yeah, KD drives me crazy, but there are times I love him.
Well, I think this particularly this year, and KD gets a lot of criticism, and he left Golden State, and now he's with the Nets, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and it's been a crazy season. KD is doing something that didn't happen with the Lakers all year. He's coming out and saying he doesn't like something that's going on.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, that's a call out.
Now, by the way,
he softened it, you know, saying like Bruce is always this way. But, like, I don't like that. No. Like, we respect Boston. We're not going in there thinking we're going to roll them. They have a great team. And we don't talk about what we're going to do to them.
I always told you, it drove me crazy with Andrew Luck, the quarterback formerly of the Colts. He always took the hit. Like, he was always like, hey, it's my fault. No, not really. You have the worst offensive line in the league. Like, stop doing that. There's a time that you can be disingenuous. You should almost always fall on the sword.
Yes.
Almost always.
I agree.
Almost always. But there are times leadership is being critical and firing people. Like, it's confronting people. LeBron doesn't confront. Never has. And it's a weakness to his sort of makeup. He just won't do it. Everybody's great. Westbrook's amazing. No, he's not. He's awful right now for the Lakers. He's awful. You just got to say it. Like, it doesn't work. We got to move on. Say it.
No, I think sometimes you do need to come out and say that we're not doing something this way. He's the leader. He's the face. And they can talk about it in the locker room afterwards. But I like that KD, like, snipped that a little bit. Because, I mean, That is. That's going to be bulletin board material. All right, we don't have enough. Like, they're the overall better team throughout the season, are the Celtics. So you don't want to give them any extra bulletin board material. So the Rams have been busy adding pieces to their Super Bowl winning roster this offseason. And two more big free agents could be headed to L.A. There was reportedly mutual interest between the Rams and defensive backs Tyrann Mathieu and Stephon Gilmore. A move is not expected to be made before the draft, but the Rams defense could be getting some more star power in 2022. Take a look at some of the notable contracts that the Rams already have this year.
Yet, got Allen Robinson, got Bobby Wagner. My guess is they won't land these guys because they tend to draft well. What I'm hearing is the Rams would like to draft. Let's get to the draft.
Right.
See what we're able to get. Because what they're telling you is we have safety. We have concerns in our secondary. That's what they're telling you. These are both secondary guys.
Right.
So they're telling you, listen, we're going to draft somebody in the secondary. They drafted a corner, I think, last year. They had to give up Darius Williams, who didn't have a great year. Pretty good player. Number two corner. So they need another corner. And they're going to see if they can get it in the draft. If they can't, I think they'll get one of these two, not both. But it's just like they're not using a Swiss bank. When you draft well and you're well run and can manipulate the cap.
You know, you were talking about this earlier, and I just couldn't help but think. It's all these leagues are copycat leagues.
Yes.
Why don't you just copy it?
Well, it's like Phil Jackson ran the triangle. Why don't you copy it? Phil's smarter than other coaches.
I mean, yes, I know. But, like, at least make the effort to see what the direction of the trend is going. Like, that's why I think everyone doubting the Broncos this year, Tom Brady went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, immediately won a Super Bowl. Matthew Stafford went to the LA Rams, immediately won a Super Bowl.
Denver.
I'm not saying that the Broncos are going to win a Super Bowl this year.
But they're saying this works. Solid roster, lot of weapons, bringing in the quarterback, it'll work.
First time, maybe it's luck.
Second time,
kind of a trend.
That's why.
Third time, it is what it is.
You know, Denver's saying, basically Denver, and we called Denver a year ago. We said Denver's the Tampa before Tom got there. They're ready to win the Super Bowl. At some point, Denver's like, well, just figure out the finances. Like, get Russell in here. We're going to be really good. Oh, the division's tough. Well, it was tough for Stafford. Who cares?
Yeah, so is the NFC West.
SEC's tough in football. They still put the two teams in the playoffs
every year.
All
these teams have professional players, by the way. Like, the NFL is hard. You don't. There's no, like, easy way to win a Super Bowl. That's not how this works. I think what the Rams do is just remarkable. But I'm with you. There's very few people at the top of any industry, and they find ways to make it work. But also, they bring in guys that fit into their culture as well.
You have to remember, let me just speak for guys. Guys have big egos. Women are probably better copiers because women don't have the testosterone and the egos we do. So women will be like, oh, she does something, it works, I'm going to copy that. Guys, a lot of the time, and I've heard guys say this, I know this would be better, but I got my way of doing stuff. And I'm like, no, if you do it this way, you'll make more money. Well, I didn't come up with it first. Like, guys are their own worst enemy. I don't think women are. I think women are very capable of going, this works. She started it. I'm following her.
Well, that's why I think do-it-yourself videos are so popular. You know, like, oh, let me show me how to do this. I'll walk through the steps and do it myself.
Yeah.
Or if I can't, I will pay someone who does it better than me.
Yeah. Guys struggle with that.
So basically, women should run the FBI, because we're all spies, and be in charge of everything.
No. Let me tell you something. Women should... FBI should be all women.
I don't understand why it's my not. Wife, I actually think it's quite silly.
No, my wife.
You guys don't know what to look for.
No. I will watch, without exception, I watch a murder mystery with my wife. We're 12 minutes in. She's like, guilty. I'm like, he's the barber. What do you mean guilty? He's been in one scene. She's like, guilty. My wife figures it out every time. Immediately, I'm at the end of the movie. I have to rewind it and watch the last 22 minutes. I don't understand what just happened.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You guys don't know what to look for.
Yeah, that is the one industry in America, the spy industry. Guys, just retire and let women take it over.
When you assume everything is a lie, it's easier to find the truth.
Women always figure out when guys are cheating. They say women cheat as much as men. We just never figure it out. You guys are too deceptive. It's just crazy out there. We're just blinded. You can't see stuff. You're out there.
No, you guys just do things. you just decide on something and then you do it. There's no plan. Just like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah. I'm hungry. Give me a bagel.
Yeah.
Jam it in my face. You guys are much more subtle. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to do my name.
That's my game.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Major League Baseball is back, and Fox Bet Super 6 is giving fans another free chance to win $10,000 of Big Poppy's money. Scan the QR code, download the Super 6 app, and enter your picks into the MLB Super 6 Challenge for your free shot at the jackpot.
You know, I just, yesterday, you know, you can't eat anything anymore. So for years and years, my dad loved walnuts and pistachios and peanuts. So I got into this thing. I love peanuts. I eat them all day. I mean, you've never met anybody that eats as many peanuts as me.
No.
And so yesterday, it was like 38 grams of peanuts in a cup of peanuts. And I'm like, winner.
Of protein.
A protein, 38 grams. And then I just find out that's like 850 calories. So you can't eat peanuts now.
Nobody said you can't eat peanuts, Colin. But you eat peanuts all day.
The other thing is, my whole life, I was told glass of wine reduces stress. Story came out last week. One more glass, you're dead. I mean, they say it's like terrible. There's no redeeming quality. So my whole life, my mom made me when I was a kid eat bran muffins. My whole life. My whole life, my beautiful mom, Patricia, she's late mother in Westport, Washington, made me eat bran muffins to keep me regular. And a story came out like after I was out of like college, and it's like you might as well do crystal meth and eat ho-hos. It has no value at all, no redeeming value, except you're on the toilet all day. So what? You can't eat anything. You can't drink anything. Avocados now. I saw a story the other day. It's bad for your stomach lining.
Okay. I mean, I eat a half an avocado at least every day.
From this point forward, peanut brittle and Kit Kat bars. I don't care. All I'm eating.
I don't think peanuts are bad for you.
They're all full of fat.
Well, not all fat is bad.
Oh, wait, time out. So, oh, boy, you sound like one of these crazy epidemiologists.
I don't know anything about anything that has to do with health or food. I am not a doctor, I don't give people advice about what to eat or not.
Aren't you ever concerned? Like, I read something the other day about space. And
what
all
about
these
it?
Scientists are like, yeah, we found this new galaxy or this starburst. It invalidates everything we thought. And I'm like, all you do all day is look through telescopes. Can you get this crap right?
I mean, that's what science is. That's why you get new information and you change it.
I want, when I go to a doctor's office.
They used to think
office,
the earth was flat. And now everyone knows that it's not, except for Kyrie.
I wore a mask for 2 years. And yeah. I found out it was kind of a waste of my time.
It wasn't
done.
A total waste. The cloth ones don't work as well as... It's not a waste of your time. When you go into surgery, do not... Surgeons wear masks? Yes?
Well, I mean, there's body parts flying all over the room. You have to wear
correct.
A mask.
Because what? If the mask doesn't do anything, why do they wear it?
Well, I mean, again, if my limbs are flying up in your face when I'm under the anesthetic, you should wear a mask. I'm just talking about when I go to Walmart. I have to wear a mask?
No, you don't anymore.
Boy, I'm telling you what, I'm going to... Next pandemic,
gonna
I'm going to be
eating peanuts. No more next pandemic.
The next pandemic.
We're not doing any more pandemics.
I'm going to be a handful.
That is for the next generation if we make it there.
I am done
all of you guys
listening,
keep eating peanuts.
Done listening to medical professionals. If I don't get my 40 cups of peanuts a week, I'm out.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.